now, the rest of the story. It was 1976. Johnny Miller was 29, and one of the hottest properties in the history of his sport. The two previous years, he had been number one and number two ranked golfer in the world. So far that year, he had won the Tucson Open and the Bob Hope Desert Classic. Now he was playing in the prestigious World Series of Golf at the Firestone Country Club in Akron, Ohio, the first round. It was a sunny, pleasant Thursday. After 16 holes, Johnny was coming in at level par. It was while walking down the 17th fairway that his caddy realized something was wrong. In the bag he was carrying, Johnny Miller's golf bag, he counted 15 clubs. 15. The caddy whispered to Johnny, "Count these clubs. Maybe I'm seeing things." And Johnny counted 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. He could not believe his eyes. At this point, you should be aware that USGA rule number 3-1 is that the player shall start a stipulated round with not more than 14 clubs. He is limited to the clubs thus selected for that round. Johnny Miller almost finished now with the first round of the 1976 World Series of Golf. Suddenly discovered that he had unintentionally broken the 14-club rule by one club. And he knew the penalty. Two strokes for each hole at which any violation occurred, maximum penalty per round, four strokes. The fleeting hope of USGA leniency dissolved when Johnny remembered that the association official to whom he would be reporting was tough and uncompromising when it came to technical infractions. He had a reputation for going strictly by the book. But what's important about what I'm telling you is that not once, not even for an instant, did Johnny Miller ever consider keeping it secret. Of course he would report to the official, because golf is that kind of game, and golfers are that sort of sportsmen. Understand, nobody knew. He and his caddy alone knew. It would have been the easiest thing in the world to conceal. Miller might not have mentioned it. Nobody would have been the wiser, but he told on himself. And his first round 72 with those four additional penalty strokes came instead to a 76. So Johnny Miller did not win the 1976 World Series of Golf. And who knows what effect, at least psychologically, that first round faux pas had on the outcome. But this much more you should know. The 15th club in Johnny's bag. Now, this is the club which cost him those four strokes and probably cost him the tournament. That club was not Johnny's. Now, it was a putter that belonged to his six-year young son. It was a putter that Johnny himself had made for the boy. An old bullseye, modified for a kindergartner's stature. A club that was all but lost way down in the bottom of Johnny's bag. One he would never have used in a tournament or anywhere else. It was a small child's cut-down club less than 18 inches long. And now you know the rest of the story.